Well, welcome everyone to the first Friday of the month Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Getten, and I'll be your host today. We meet every first Friday of the month and do some sort of meditation, some sort of healing work for the waters of the planet. And I'm so grateful to have everyone here live on the call, and anyone that comes into the website and uses one of the recordings. There are, I don't know, 12 years of recordings on the website now. I don't remember what we're at, something like 140. So anytime you want to spend a half hour doing a meditation for the waters of the planet, just go to globalwaterhealing.org and you'll find a whole lot of them there to choose from. And I am excited to have an old friend here today to lead today's meditation. It's Sakara Scheller, and she is an award-winning speaker, an engineer, a publisher, and a mystic. And she's also the author of several best-selling books, including Peering Through the Veil and Unleash Your Future, which was endorsed by Jack Canfield. And she's also the creator, manager, and co-author of the best-selling book collaboration called Dolphins and Whales Forever. And a lot of us that participate in this monthly water meditation are part of that book. And so we've all had the privilege and the pleasure of working with Sakara on that project. Sakara also is really an alchemist, and she accesses multiple dimensions, and she can embody and radiate dolphin, angel, goddess, and other energy healing frequencies. And she fuses these vibrations into the meditations that she leads, the classes that she teaches, and the energy healing products that she creates. And she teaches many different online programs and offers private sessions with clients. So you can read more about Sakara and her offerings at magnificentyou.com, and that is magnificentyou.com. So, Sakara, I'm so glad you're back. You've been leading this September meditation for many years, and I know you generally do an equinox meditation as well. And is that coming up?
It is. It is. I was just, as we were starting, I was like, oh, yeah, what is the date this year? So every equinox, both spring and fall, I co-lead a global water healing meditation that connects people to the water, but also to dolphin and whale consciousness. And this is our 28th year doing this.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's crazy. My partner, whom I've never met him in person, but we communicate via messaging and stuff, is David J. Adams in Australia. And basically, through Saint Germain, we both channeled basically the same meditation. David channeled it in 1992, and I channeled it in 1998. Somebody introduced us, and we've been co-leading them ever since. And every single year, they get stronger, you know? And it's pretty wild. So, yeah, I've been involved in this let's work with the water of the earth for a very long time.
Great. And how can people participate in that?
So you just go to my website, which she said is Magnificent You, and that's the letter U, not the word, okay? MagnificentYou.com.
Yeah.
And if you just look under dolphins, it's listed there. Equinox meditations or dolphin meditation. It's easy.
Fantastic. Well, I'm excited to see what you have for us today.
Well, are we ready?
I'm ready.
Cool. So there's a couple things I need to say before we do this. The first one is the reason that I always choose September to do this meditation, the global monthly meditations with Mary, is that the Taiji slaughters of dolphins begin in September every year and goes for 6 months. And to honor these beautiful souls, I just feel like it makes me cry even thinking about them. But this is my way of acknowledging them, thanking them for whatever it is that they're doing through this sacrifice, and, you know, just kind of raising awareness with that. The other thing I need to talk about today is that, you know, sometimes with these meditations, I start seeing glimpses a day or two before the meditation. And what I started glimpsing this time is nothing that I've worked with for a meditation that I've led before. And so I want to back it up with a little bit of a story. And that is, when I was 14, I was in a church. There were only youth there. And all of a sudden, appearing at the top of this really high ceiling was a dove of light, the goddess Shekinah, or Shekinah, or how you actually say it, Sophia, the Holy Spirit, descended down into this church and hovered over the altar. And this energy just blasted all of us, and we were literally thrown off of our feet onto our knees or onto, like, laying on the floor, and we couldn't speak. And as soon as this was over, and we could talk again, there was so much bliss, there was so much euphoria that, you know, I feel like it was like rapture. It was like singing and jumping and dancing, and I mean, we were just freaking bliss bunnies, right? And that is that beautiful goddess vibration that is the Holy Spirit. Fast forward 33 years, and as I learned meditation, dolphins began appearing to me in meditations. And what I was inspired or intuited is that dolphins are the messenger of the divine feminine. And so I started seeing the dove again for this meditation. So we are going to work with that energy. And I'm so buzzing, I can hardly sit in my chair. Okay, so hang on to your seats, I guess, is what I'll say. So let's just close our eyes, take a few slow deep breaths, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth, if that's comfortable for you. Breathing in joy, breathing out any worries or cares, breathing in peace, breathing out any tension that you're holding in your body anywhere, breathing in divine love, breathing out anything else that's keeping you from being fully present right here, right now. Just let it all go. Imagine that we are all standing on a sandy white beach. It's a magical beach. It's a magical location. The weather is perfect. It's the perfect temperature. There's a little breeze. We can hear the seagulls. Maybe there's palm trees swaying, but we're all there together, and we feel this calling to walk to the edge, to the ocean, to where the water meets the sand. So just take a moment and feel the sand under your feet. Sense the waves coming in, just gently, gentle waves. Perhaps you feel the breeze on your face, or the sun. But again, it's the perfect temperature. And as we look out into the water, we start to see a place on the ocean floor. This is crystal clear water. You can see way to the bottom. It's easy, perfect water. There's a place that is lighting up. It's like a round place on the floor of the ocean, and we feel drawn to that location. So we start making our way into the water gently coming up onto our calves and then up to our knees, and we just keep walking until we come to a sandbar. So we are able to make a perfect circle with all of us that are here and all of those who will listen to the recording later. We're making this giant circle, and we're all in the perfect position on this sandbar that our heads are above water, but our feet are on the ground. And we create a circle around this light, that this place on the floor of the ocean that has lit up. It is one of the major nodes of the meridians within the ocean. And because it's so close to shore, it's also connecting with the ones that go throughout the land. It's a magical node, and we are here to work with the energy of the ocean meridians and also with the land meridians. So as we stand here, we take hands in this wonderful circle, and we all have our thumbs facing left, which means our right palm is down and our left palm is up. And when we create a circle that way, it completes the circle. So the energy spins around and around and around. It's almost like we're creating a vortex of loving, healing energy, but it's very gentle. Just like the ocean waves are gentle, this energy is very, very gentle. And we feel this energy, and we pay attention to this place on the earth that is lit up, this place in the water that we can see and sense and feel. Maybe you sense a hum. Maybe you feel a vibration. Those of you who are sensitive, perhaps you experience those sensations. And now beginning to form out of nothingness, but beginning to form in front of our very eyes, right in the center above this place on the ocean floor that has lit up, the dove of light begins to appear. And radiating off from the goddess energy, the Shekinah Holy Spirit type of energy, it's just like wave after wave of healing vibration, of loving vibration. The same vibration you get if you swim with dolphins or you have them come to you in meditation or in vision. There's an energy that comes with them. And that is the energy that is being radiated out to each of us, not only to our faces because we're above water, but also into the water, into our hearts. We feel and are being filled up with this loving vibration directly from the divine. And as we each are almost like spokes on a wheel with these beams of light coming from this beautiful, radiant dove coming to each of us and hitting us on, you know, the crown chakra and also the heart chakra. If you look from above, we would like look like a wheel spokes on a bicycle almost. This energy is activating the ocean, but it is also calling in the dolphins. And they begin to come closer and closer to us. And there are hundreds of dolphins gathering around us as we create this vortex, this spokes on a wheel radiating from the divine feminine, the creator goddess, the divine, by whatever name you want to call it, this Holy Spirit energy. Feel yourself being bathed in that vibration, holding hands, feeling that energy running around the circle, gently activating all of our cells, activating all of our remembrance. And then coming through our body into the sand below our feet, sending that energy into Mother Earth through the sand, through the water. And as we focus our gaze on this light place that lit up on the ocean floor, And as we set our intention to send love and healing energy to all of the waters of the world, inside our body, but also inside the oceans and the rivers and the streams and the lakes and everything else, we see the meridian that we're standing on, this node of, begin to light up. And it heads out deep into the ocean where it hits other nodes, and they light up, and then other meridians begin to light up, and then slowly, as we look out to the vaster ocean, we begin to see these grids of light forming all over the globe, in every waterway, in every ocean. And then we see it run up onto the land and begin to light up those grids as well. This loving, healing, magnificent energy coming through us, and the dolphins, these hundreds of dolphins that have gathered, begin to swim out again along these ley lines, and we see them using their sonar and like almost like acupressure or acupuncture, as they use their clicks and their whistles and all the other things that they do, any place along these meridians that has gotten stagnant or blocked, including the ones inside your own body, those begin to break apart and release. And so these ley lines, they're just bright as they can be, almost like neon lines, going through the ocean and going through the land, connecting up on every ocean, this beautiful, beautiful grid. And then from this dove of light hovering above us, this light shoots up into the atmosphere, and we see the grid up there beginning to light up as well. So this beautiful grid of light that encircles the earth, this beautiful blue marble that we all live on, it is also beginning to light up. And the grids are beginning to communicate with one another. The grids on the land, the grids in the ocean, and the grids above. It's almost like they're forming columns of light with information going back and forth, and loving, healing, transformational energy exuding through each of them. And we just hold the vibration. We feel it throughout our body. It's coming into us through our crown chakra and our heart, going down through our feet and out into the world. And we are the conduits. And we feel the blessing of that, the honor of that. And we also know that we are being transformed as the waters are being transformed. We are being healed. The waters are being healed. It's as if the earth can breathe deeper again. It's as if some of the sludge and the stagnant and the pollution and all the other things that have been a problem begin to break up and release. The pristine nature of nature begins to return. And this beautiful dove of light that has honored us, that has blessed us, begins once again to go out of vision, going back into the dimension or reality from whence it came, allowing us to just feel these vibrations, continuing to hold hands, continuing to feel light. It's almost like a pulse goes around the circle and then down through our feet out into the world. And the ocean responds, and the dolphins have responded. All over the globe, they're riding the meridians. They're accessing these things. And, of course, the whales do the same. They do it so beautifully with their song, keeping the meridians clear throughout the oceans. And then high above, we begin to see eagles and they fly because they can see with such great vision from so far above the earth. They can see the ley lines in the earth, and they begin to fly along them using their song. To us, it sounds almost like a screech, but it's a beautiful song, working with the land and with the grids there. And I see the trees beginning to take part, reaching from the earth up into the sky. They too act as communication between the grids in the earth and the grids above. Feel these vibrations. Know that something has quickened. Something has transformed. There is a new vibration has been brought in and become infused into the grids, both within and above the earth. And if we could fly up into the air and look from way above, we would see our beautiful blue marble shining even brighter than before. Take a moment to just feel these energies. Imagine yourself holding hands with everyone still on the sandbar. And now we release hands and we each make our way back to the shore. And once we're out of the water, we turn and we see the blessing and how the water even looks different in a good way. Even more clear, even more bright. And from this beautiful beach, we bring our consciousness, our awareness back into the seat where we are or where we're standing or wherever you are in the world. Bring yourself back into the room where you started. Feel yourself grounding to the earth there. Put your feet on the floor if they haven't been, or the ground, wherever you are. Feel yourself reconnecting with the land, with the earth. Begin to wiggle your fingers and your toes, feeling yourself back in your body, fully present in the now. If you need to, you can move your head side to side or make little circles with your head. Just to feel yourself in your body. Sometimes I like to take my hand and just like pat my own thigh or my other arm to just feel myself back in my own body, grounded back in the third dimension into this reality. Take a breath in. Release anything that you let go of. Just let it out. And whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes.
That was beautiful, Takara.
Wasn't mine. I'm just the conduit.
Well, you're the messenger. Yeah, it was gorgeous. I could really feel that energy. And when the dolphins came and took it out down the ley lines, it was just really beautiful.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So everybody, please get back into your physical body before you
try to
do anything.
Right.
Yeah, coming back into your body. And if there's somebody that would like to share something about this journey or ask a question, please *6 to unmute yourself and tell us your name.
Yes, I would like to share. My name is Saskia. I'm from the Netherlands. And Takara, thank you very much for this beautiful inner journey that we made. And when I saw this light in the ocean, first I thought it was an underwater UFO, so a USO. But then I experienced it was the divine feminine that was emitting light and radiating lots of love and healing, which I could clearly feel. And then we started to activate those grids, and I saw the dolphins and the whales and the porpoises becoming involved. And part of me was in orbit around the Earth. So also from above, I could see how all the meridians started lighting up. And then this grid above the Earth, first I was orbiting beneath it, but then I went a bit higher, so I could also oversee this enormous grid around the Earth. And then those columns of light, oh, beautiful, and they had different colors, very beautiful pastel colors, transparent. And then after that, when I went back to the part of me that was in the water, in the circle, I saw all these dolphins and whales and porpoises being very happy, and they were jumping around and swimming around. And then I experienced this very, very clear water, even more clear than when we started. And it was sparkling, the water was sparkling, and even in rainbow colors. And the same with the crystals in the sand on the beach. It was so beautiful. And when I opened my eyes and back on my own location here, my physical location, then I looked out of the window and I saw these beautiful trees and bushes that are still radiating enormously now, really beautiful. And even the houses that I see around me, that's, yeah, so I see all the colors more intense, and it looks like everything is vibrating and sparkly, beautiful. So thank you.
Very welcome.
Thanks, Saskia. Is there anybody else that has something they'd like to share?
Hi, this is Anne.
Hi, Anne.
Saw some, how are you today? Good. I saw so many synchronicities yesterday and today preparing for this. We literally had a dolphin pod of thousands in San Diego yesterday, and somebody posted Ooh. It.
Wow.
And they were very happy and joyous, like she just described.
Wow.
And this morning I was reading a book from the Sophia Dragon Tribe. The author is, she just named the book The Sophia Code. If you want to look up that, I can't tell you her name right now. Kaya Ra, that's her name. K-A-I-A, second word is Ra. My angel name is Altera Solari Amara Ramata. So Ra is like the sun energy, yeah? So all this brightness. And I saw the columns of white light that are like iridescent. When Linda and David got married in Sedona, I was there, and I saw a huge column of white light with lots of sparkles coming down onto the whole group. It was really something. So it's just like feeling the dolphin energy was really wonderful, even though I didn't see it in person. And I saw a rose of white light above this space that we went out into the ocean at the end. And I saw a canopy of white light around the whole planet, sort of like circus tents, you know, from these different grid points we were talking about. So that was kind of a neat thing. There were other things too, but I won't say. She spoke so well about it already. So my animals always participate in these things too, and I have a little white and yellow Goldian finch. They call them rainbow finches. She's from Australia originally. So she always kind of participates too. And I have this thing called the Art Through the Starstream Oracle. I don't know if any of you know that woman's art, Cheryl.
I have that one as well. Mm-hmm.
Do you really?
I have all of her. I love her deck so much that I have all of them.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Isn't this fun? Well, I happen to have it sitting next to my Fiji water on my table that I do this little meditation with. So all these synchronicities are just fun, aren't they?
Indeed.
So thank you all.
Thank you, Anne.
Welcome. My pleasure.
Is there anyone else who'd like to share before we close the call? You're still out there swimming around.
Just come back into your body.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes that happens, you know. Everybody's just,
it happens. It's happened a few times with the ones I've led. Yeah.
Yeah. It's great.
I couldn't move yesterday after David's. Because they had all these white whales around the whole thing, you guys.
They
were all in the water. So we had us, and then we had the dolphins around us. And then we had this group of white whales that were protecting the energy for the whole thing. And I can never move for at least an hour after we do those. We don't realize how deep we go, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Fantastic. Well, if there's no one else that would like to share, we can just close this up early this month. Last chance. Okay, let's leave it at that then.
Hey,
thank
Mary,
you so much.
I'll take the last chance. Thank you to Cara.
Okay. You're welcome. Okay. So, yeah, thank you, Takara. That was beautiful, and I hope people will go to your website, magnificentyou.com, and find out how to participate in the Equinox meditation later this month. And, of course, I will get this meditation up on the website probably this weekend. And I look forward to hearing you all on the call. Our next call will be October 2nd, and Lori Rayon will be leading that one. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute everyone so we can all say goodbye to each other. And until next month, be well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Lots of love.
Thank you.